Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audio Boo. And I'm on my knees facing a fairly large and hefty item on the floor in my room. It's a box which is about 15 inches across, about 12 inches, 13 inches high, and about 2 feet. Well, maybe just short of 2 feet, front to back, and it's made of oak. And there's a lid on top. It's quite a deep lid. It's about 4 inches deep. I'm going to lift it up and then tell you what it is. It is an old record player. Yes, and it is his master's voice. That is the brand. And inside, there is a badge and it says Biggers, B-I-G-G-A-R apostrophe S, Gramophone Chambers, 102 Socky Hall Street, Glasgow. And it's an old 78 playing record player and it weighs 100 weight. It's absolutely solid. Of course, it's made of real oak, but the mechanism inside is really heavy. So I remember that Yana, who is at JN2N, played us some music from a really old record player, a record deck, if you like, not so long ago. I can't remember the make and model. I can't even remember what Yana played, but it was thoroughly enjoyable to hear the old stuff with those big hefty needles. So along with, this was gifted, by the way, from a friend who has actually donated so much stuff over the past year or so for Mary's charities. And he popped up at the door the other day there with this. The time I opened the front door, he had it sat on the steps. And I looked at it and I thought, what the heck's that? And he said, I'll show you. Right. And he lifted the lid, wound the handle and played this at my front door, blaring out, and it was fantastic. It was absolutely amazing. The story behind it was that his mother, I think his granny and granda, had a cafe down in a wee town called Colburn, which is kind of near the border between England and Scotland, down the A74 area towards the Annan in that area and Abington, and they had a wee cafe, and he says in the cafe they had this and they used to play the music for the customers way by back. But latterly it sat in the cafe closed up, and the tea cakes etc. were sat on top. So really it was doing nothing but holding plates of tea cakes for the high teas. And so we listened to this for 2 or 3 minutes and I thought it was fantastic and it was blaring out. And he told me that was the first time he'd actually heard it. He'd never even played it since it was ended up in his back door, as it were, handed down from the family. And he'd never heard it actually being played. So he was just fascinated with it, as where I was. So there's also a collection in a sturdy, solid folder of records. Some of them were damaged, unfortunately. And one of the ones that I've got in front of me is the Song of Songs by the street singer, who apparently in brackets is Arthur Tracy, with orchestral accompaniment. That's the B side, and on the A side is Old Man River, again from obviously the same guy, the street singer Arthur Tracy. That's not the one I'm going to play. The one I'm going to play is, I'll take it off the turntable. These are solid, by the way. You don't want to be frisbeed in the neck by one of these. This is the master's voice. The previous one was Decca, by the way. And this is La Golondrina. La Golondrina. Oh, The Swallow, in brackets. And it's the Boston Promenade Orchestra, conducted by Arthur Fielder. This is B-side. I'm just going to have a look at the A-side, but I fancy playing the B-side. Oh yeah, the Arkansas Traveller is the A-side. And of course it's 78. Right. Okay, so what we're going to do, rather be blether on any longer, is to wind the handle. That should be enough, I would guess. I don't know, but we'll see. And when we lift this big multi-limbed, articulated chrome needle arm, tone arm, if you like, up and over, and it triggers a mechanism that you'll hear. And that's the record spinning. Let's hear La, the swallow. Now, this is a neat trick in that there's two wee wooden doors in the front. And this is how you control the volume. And I'll open the doors. What a difference! Isn't that wonderful? And off we go. And it closes itself down. The turntable has. Marvellous stuff. And you know, when you listen to those old records, well, especially my age, although they were before my time, nostalgia. Lovely stuff. So, a beautiful old antique vintage piece of music playing, and I'm sure it'll go to a good home when my wife gets round to taking us to one of her car boots or another event. I'll need to put it on the wheels, it's so heavy. There we go. They don't make them like that anymore, do they? Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. Cheerio, bye.